This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Buvidal Weekly and Buvidal Monthly. Active ingredient, S. buprenorphine. This leaflet provides important information about receiving Buvidal. You should also speak to your doctor, nurse practitioner, or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Buvidal. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I being given Buvidal? Buvidal contains the active ingredient buprenorphine. Buvidal is Schedule 8 medicine classification. It contains buprenorphine, which acts as a substitute for opioids, and it helps withdrawal from opioids over a period of time. This medicine is available only with a doctor's or nurse practitioner's prescription. Buvidal Weekly is used for initiation and maintenance treatment of opioid dependence, with or without prior stabilization on sublingual buprenorphine, or buprenorphine with naloxone, within a framework of medical, social, and psychological support. Buvidal Monthly is used for maintenance treatment of opioid dependence with prior stabilization on Buvidal Weekly, or sublingual buprenorphine, or buprenorphine with naloxone within a framework of medical, social, and psychological support. What should I know before I am given Buvidal? Warnings. Do not receive Buvidal if you are allergic to buprenorphine, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Do not receive Buvidal if you are under 16 years of age. Safety and effectiveness in children younger than 16 years has not been established. Do not receive Buvidal if you have serious medical problems with your liver, with your breathing. If you are intoxicated due to alcohol, or have delirium tremens, the shakes and hallucinations, check with your healthcare professional if you have any other medical conditions, any kidney disease, liver problems such as hepatitis, respiratory conditions such as asthma, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, or sleep apnea, low blood pressure, recently suffered a head injury, or brain disease, a urinary disorder, especially linked to enlarged prostate in men, thyroid problems, an adrenocortical disorder, e.g. Addison's disease, problems with your gallbladder, pancreas, or biliary tract, problems with excess alcohol use, history of seizures. Take any medicines for any other condition. If you have not told your healthcare professional about any of the above, tell him or her before you receive Buvidal. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your healthcare professional if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your healthcare professional if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. If you become pregnant while taking this medicine, tell your healthcare professional immediately. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your healthcare professional if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Buvidal and affect how it works. Medicines that may increase the effect of Buvidal include certain medicines for treating anxiety and sleeping disorders such as benzodiazepines, gabapentinoids, alcohol, cannabis, medicines that may make you feel sleepy, which may be used for treating depression, convulsion, pain and high blood pressure. These may include methadone, anti-cough medications, antidepressants, antihistamines, sedatives, barbiturates, some anxiolytics, neuroleptics, clonidine, and monoamine oxidase inhibitors. Strong painkillers such as morphine, methadone and fentanyl. Certain medicines for treating HIV/AIDS such as ritonavir, nelfinavir, or indinavir. Certain medicines for treating fungal and bacterial infections such as ketoconazole, itraconazole, or macrolide antibiotics. Medicines that may reduce the effect of Buvidal include naltrexone and naramycin, which can be used to treat dependence disorders or for weight loss. Certain medicines used to treat epilepsy such as phenobarbital, carbamazepine and phenytoin. Certain medicines used to treat tuberculosis such as rifampicin. Medicines that may be affected by Buvidal. Medicines that may increase serotonin levels, such as certain antidepressants. Check with your healthcare professional if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Buvidal. How am I given Buvidal? How much will I be given? Your healthcare professional will determine the best dose for you. During treatment, your healthcare professional may adjust the dose, depending on how you respond to the medicine. You will receive treatment with Buvidal in a hospital, clinic, or pharmacy. Buvidal is given by a healthcare professional as an injection under the skin, subcutaneously in the buttock, thigh, abdomen, or upper arm. Starting treatment with Buvidal. Your healthcare professional will prescribe the correct starting dose of Buvidal for you. Maintenance treatment and dose adjustment. During maintenance treatment with Buvidal, your healthcare professional may decrease or increase the dose of this medicine according to your needs. If required, you may receive 1 8-milligram dose on top of your regular weekly or monthly doses. The maximum weekly dose of Buvidal weekly treatment that you can receive is 32 milligram plus an additional 8 milligram dose. The maximum dose for Buvidal monthly that can be received each month is 160 milligram. Changing between weekly treatment and monthly treatment. You may be changed from weekly dosing to monthly dosing, or from monthly dosing to weekly dosing. Your healthcare professional will prescribe the correct dose when you change between dosing intervals. How long will it be given for? Continue taking your medicine for as long as your healthcare professional tells you. This medicine helps to control your condition, but does not cure it. It is important to keep taking your medicine, even if you feel well. After a period of successful treatment, your healthcare professional may gradually reduce your dose. Depending on your condition, your dose may continue to be reduced under careful medical supervision. If you forget your treatment with Buvidal, it is very important for you to keep all your appointments to receive Buvidal. If you miss an appointment, ask your healthcare professional when to schedule your next dose. If you are given too much Buvidal, as Buvidal is given to you under the supervision of your healthcare professional, it is very unlikely that you will receive too much. Buvidal comes in a syringe pre-filled with the dose your doctor or nurse practitioner has prescribed. However, if you feel you have been given too much of Buvidal, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126 or contact your doctor or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while being given Buvidal? Important things to be aware of while you are being given this medicine. Breathing problems. Some people have died from the reduced ability to breathe. Respiratory depression because they took a similar medicine also containing buprenorphine, together with central nervous system depressants such as benzodiazepines, gabapentinoids, alcohol, or other opioids. Opioids can cause sleep-related breathing disorders such as sleep apnea and sleep-related hypoxemia, low oxygen level in the blood. The symptoms can include breathing pauses during sleep, night awakening due to shortness of breath, difficulties to maintain sleep, or excessive drowsiness during the day. Drowsiness. This medicine may cause drowsiness especially when taken with alcohol, or other central nervous system depressants such as benzodiazepines, tranquilizers, sedatives, gabapentinoids, or hypnotics. Dependence. This medicine can cause dependence. Liver damage. Liver damage has been reported after taking buprenorphine, especially when the medicine is misused. This could also be due to viral infections, chronic hepatitis C, alcohol abuse, anorexia, or use of other medicines with the ability to harm your liver. Regular blood tests may be conducted by your doctor. Pancreas. Contact your doctor if you experience severe upper abdominal pain, possibly radiating to the back, nausea, vomiting, or fever, as this could be symptoms associated with inflammation of the pancreas, pancreatitis, and the biliary tract system. Adrenal problems. Opioids may cause adrenal insufficiency, including symptoms of weakness, fatigue, lack of appetite, nausea, vomiting, or low blood pressure. Hormonal changes. Opioids may cause hormonal changes, which may present as low libido, impotence, erectile dysfunction, or your menstrual cycle may become less regular, or stop. Gastrointestinal problems. Long-term use of opioids may cause gastrointestinal problems such as difficulty swallowing, regurgitation, or chest pain that is not related to your heart. Blood pressure. This product may cause your blood pressure to drop suddenly, causing you to feel dizzy if you get up too quickly from sitting or lying down. Athletes. Athletes should be aware that this medicine may cause a positive reaction to anti-doping tests. Elderly. The safety and effectiveness in patients over 65 years of age has not been established. Diagnosis of unrelated medical conditions. This medicine may mask pain symptoms that could assist in the diagnosis of some diseases. Do not forget to advise your healthcare professional if you're being given this medicine. Things you should do. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, remind your healthcare professional that you're receiving Bivital. If you're going to have surgery, tell the surgeon or anesthetist that you're receiving this medicine. It may affect other medicines used during surgery. If you become pregnant while receiving this medicine, tell your doctor or nurse practitioner immediately. If you are about to have any blood tests, tell your healthcare professional that you're receiving this medicine. It may interfere with the results of some tests. Keep all of your healthcare professional's appointments so that your progress can be checked. Your doctor may do some tests to check your liver function from time to time, to make sure the medicine is working, and to prevent unwanted side effects. Remind any doctor, dentist, nurse practitioner, or pharmacist, or other healthcare professional you visit, that you're receiving Bivital. Things you should not do. Do not stop treatment with this medicine suddenly. You should discuss stopping your treatment with your healthcare professional. Stopping treatment may cause withdrawal symptoms. Driving, or using machines. Be careful before you drive, or use any machines, or tools until you know how Bivital affects you. Bivital may cause dizziness and drowsiness in some people. This is more likely to happen at the start of treatment and when your dose is being changed. This effect can be worse if you drink alcohol or take other sedative medicines. If you have any of these symptoms, do not drive, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous. Drinking alcohol. Tell your healthcare professional if you drink alcohol. Alcohol may cause dizziness and the risk of respiratory failure may be increased. Looking after your medicine. The hospital, clinic, or pharmacy where you receive your treatment will store Bivital under the required conditions. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your healthcare professional if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. What to do? Effects on the body, general. Flushing. Tremor. Decreased appetite. Pain when urinating. Swelling of the legs and arms. Effect on the body, nervous system related. Difficulty sleeping. Headache. Sleepiness. Dizziness. Feeling off balance, malaise, yawning, dizziness, or fainting when standing up, headache, migraine, effect on the body, stomach related, upset stomach including, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, or constipation, upset stomach including stomach pain, wind, indigestion, dry mouth, effect on the body, skin related, redness, soreness, swelling, or itching at the Bivital injection site, hives, rash, itching. Effects on the body, are related. Abnormal vision. Effects on the body, infection related. Flu-like symptoms, such as chills, fever, sore throat, coughing, runny nose, watery eyes and sweating. Respiratory infection. Effects on the body, psychiatric related. Depression, abnormal thinking, agitation, nervousness, anger, hallucinations. Anxiety. Effect on the body, pain related. Pain in the abdomen, back, and muscles, leg cramps, chest pain, neck pain, menstrual pain, muscle weakness, pain in joints, effect on the body, breathing related, shortness of breath, enlarged, or sore lymph nodes, effects on the body, heart related, strong, or irregular heartbeat. Speak to your healthcare professional if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Effects on the body breathing related. sudden wheezing, difficulty breathing, swelling of the eyelids, face, tongue, lips, throat, or hands, rash, or itching, especially those covering your whole body. These may be signs of a life-threatening allergic reaction. If you start to breathe more slowly or weakly than expected, respiratory depression, effect on body general, severe fatigue, tiredness, have no appetite, or if your skin or eyes look yellow. These may be symptoms of liver damage. If you start to feel faint, as this may be a sign of low blood pressure, what to do? Call your healthcare professional straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. If you notice any of these serious side effects, tell your healthcare professional. If you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell, other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Some of these side effects, such as liver problems, can only be found when your doctor does tests from time to time to check your progress. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your healthcare professional before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's or nurse practitioner's prescription. What Buvital Weekly contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Buprenorphine. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Phosphatidylcholine, soybean, glycerol dilute, ethanol absolute, alcohol, less than 100 mg per dose. Potential allergens. Contains soybean products. What Buvital Monthly contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Buprenorphine. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Phosphatidylcholine, soybean, glycerol dilute, N-methyl-2-pyrrolidone. Potential allergens. Contains soybean products. Do not receive this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Buvital looks like. Buvital is a modified release solution for injection. Each pre-filled syringe contains a yellowish to yellow clear liquid. Buvital Weekly. Pre-filled syringe containing 8 mg buprenorphine in 0.16 ml solution, OSTAR-2-9-4-9-9-7. Pre-filled syringe containing 16 mg buprenorphine in 0.32 ml solution, OSTAR-2-9-5-0-1-0. Pre-filled syringe containing 24 mg buprenorphine in 0.48 ml solution, OSTAR-2-9-5-0-1-3. Pre-filled syringe containing 32 mg buprenorphine in 0.64 ml solution, OSTAR-2-9-5-0-4-2. Buvital Monthly. Pre-filled syringe containing 64 mg buprenorphine in 0.18 ml solution, OSTAR-2-9-5-0-4-5. Pre-filled syringe containing 96 mg buprenorphine in 0.27 ml solution, OSTAR-2-9-5-0-4-8. Pre-filled syringe containing 128 mg buprenorphine in 0.36 ml solution, OSTAR-2-9-5-0-5-1. Pre-filled syringe containing 160 mg buprenorphine in 0.45 ml solution, OSTAR-3-4-1-0-7-3. Who distributes Buvital? Camurus Pty Ltd, 223 Liverpool Street, Darlinghurst, New South Wales 2010. Phone toll free 1-800-142-038. Registered trademark. This leaflet was prepared in October 2025.